All right, everybody, welcome to our weekly Q&A call and open group discussion. So today, I'll timestamp these, so it's not like you don't know what today's date is, but for those of you who are catching the replay later, or coming back to this in any other way, you'll know which call this belongs to if you're out in your car or wherever you are. So October 17th, 2017, it's great to be here with you guys. Just as always, we'll go ahead and get started with just live Q&A. Seeing some of you guys making some good progress. I already got a couple of calls scheduled, one-on-one calls scheduled with you. I guess just a couple of quick reminders. Just make sure on that lead magnet submission form to fill out those fields, as many as apply to you. So just tell me, you know, things that's your target market, the type of assignment you're trying to indirectly highlight, the topic of your lead magnet, generally speaking, which lead magnet type you think you'd like to go with. And, of course, we can talk about that during our one-on-one call. And then just there's a little bit of a pre-flight checklist, if you will, on just making sure that everything's covered there. And there's another page there for outline. You know, that's just if you already have an idea of how you'd like this to go in terms of the information you're delivering and so forth. So there's a space for you there. And then, of course, you want to upload anything that you think might be helpful for me in your box folder. So just trying to make this as easy as possible for you, but everyone's going to be different, you know, especially if you're wanting to go with a process map cheat sheet, for instance. Then, you know, this will be a little bit different because we're going to work on a visual for you rather than too much or a lot of written content. Okay, so with that, star two on your telephone keypad, again, that will raise your hand. If you want to jump in, get feedback, ask a question, anything along those lines. And by the way, if you want to also chime in with any feedback so far, in terms of maybe an aha you've had or kind of something you're considering, and of course any questions in terms of you know, which direction you should go in if you're torn on something. So anything's fair game, guys. We're going to have another quiet, shy group this week. So somebody's going to have to break the ice, because once that happens, you know how it goes, right? We'll get going. All right, Melissa says, she typed in, I missed the first 2 minutes, couldn't hear you on the broadcast. Oh, you didn't miss anything, Melissa. Just reminding everyone that on the lead magnet submission form, make sure to fill out anything that pertains to you. And there's the second page, there's a field there for the outline of the lead magnet. That's just if you have an idea of, you know, kind of how you'd like to build or frame the argument, just let me know there. But you know, we'll have a chance to talk one-on-one there, and you're going to be able to send me anything else you think might be pertinent by uploading it to the your box folder, your personalized box folder. So that's all. Just wanted to make sure you knew, hey, that's really for the checklist is there for your own good. I just want to make sure that you've checked all the boxes and, you know, that feel internally that you know where you're heading. All right, let's see. One brave soul. I got Janet. Hey, Janet, how are you?
Doing well, Ed. How are you?
Great. Excellent. Great talking to you.
Good talking to you. I'll be honest, I have just started going through the lessons, which other folk may be in kind of the same boat, so that may be why you're not getting a lot of hands raised. And I want to go through, you know, the first three and get you that lead generation questionnaire before I have a lot of questions. Is there, on this lead generation buzz piece, are there any examples that you could direct us to so that we have an idea? I mean, I haven't seen anybody in my industry outside of Water B2B, which is an ad agency, as far as I can tell, and they're knocking the lights out, I will say, as far as having good material and good stuff focused on marketing. But is there, and yes, I downloaded a lot of their pieces and I'm on their mailing list. But are there any others that for freelancers you could do? Because, again, they're a big agency and they're doing a lot of content, just basically trying to educate this archaic industry I'm in on why they need to do content marketing and how the sales funnel has changed. Well, not necessarily changed, but the internet has opened it up so that the lead stuff becomes a lot more online as opposed to vendor oriented as it used to be. Is there any place where I could see lead generation types of pieces for freelancers where I could get a feel of the tone and how, what folk might be looking for?
Yeah, so you probably haven't been there yet. So the way I'm doing the training is rather than giving it all out to you at once, I am dripping it in
right.
batches. So right now it sounds like you have access to lessons 1, 2, and 3. And once you complete those, I'll release the next batch for you. And lesson 4, which is the first one in that new batch, we're getting into lead magnet basics, and I'm giving you a ton of examples. So you'll have a much better feel for that there. I'm doing it purposely. I don't want to overwhelm you. So I want you to just kind of get to the fundamentals first, understand what we're trying to do, how we're going to do it, and then we'll talk about, so these are the different approaches you could take. Here's some examples of each.
Right. Yes, and I do appreciate the desire not to overwhelm. In this entire entrepreneurial adventure I'm having, overwhelm seems to be one of the dominant emotions, and I've never experienced that before in my career. So,
you're not alone.
It's a new feeling for me, and I have to say I don't like it. I determined that I respond to overwhelm by shutting down, and that's, of course, the exact opposite of what I need to do. So I'm working through those, and that's kind of what I thought is I saw that the first 3 are opening. I'm going to go ahead and blast through those, hopefully in the next day or two, and then get the next one. So maybe by next Monday or Tuesday, I'll have better questions.
Perfect. Yeah, no worries. And everyone's at a different pace. So I got a couple of people who have kind of zoomed through this. I got others like you who are just getting started. I got somebody in the group who's in the middle of adopting a baby who actually was born a week early. So she and her husband are out. She knew this was coming. And I told her, hey, listen, we'll work around that because, as I said last week, unlike other programs that I put out there where we're working together for 60, 90 days, there's a defined start and end. This is different. This is not like that. This is me, my team, we're here for you. We'll work at your pace. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to forget about you. We're going to stay in touch with you. We're going to check in on you. You'll see that Crystal and I are going to do that. Not to rush you, but just to make sure, hey, we're here. Ready when you are. Do you have any questions? Is there anything we can address? So just know that, we want to help you because this is really a partnership, But, don't worry, Janet. Work at your own pace, and we'll follow up with you regardless.
Okay, very good.
Awesome. Yeah, glad you brought that up. All right, so again, star two, have you got any comments, anything, if you want to talk about the game last weekend, anything you got going, I'm here. All right, let's see. Melissa says, just an FYI, I won't be able to jump in for another week or so jamming on a project right now. Yeah, no worries, yeah. And, Melissa, one of the things that, this is for everybody, so these calls, that's another difference from many of my other programs where I tell people, look, you just try to make as many of the calls as possible. I know you might miss one or, things happen, but try to be in every call. This is different. Think of these as kind of office hours. So I'll be here every week at a specified date and time, and I'm just here available at my desk ready to help you through any of this. So don't feel you have to come into every call. You guys are busy. You know, you guys are working, writers and copywriters. I totally expect that. We're going to take a break here at the end of November. We won't during Thanksgiving week in the U.S., so we won't have a call then. So that's in about a month, and then for Christmas. But other than that, I'll be here, and December we'll switch to every other week. And if we have to go beyond that into January, I'm game for that. So we'll play it by ear, but don't feel like you have to be here every time. And she also said, I like your drip method. It's so easy to get overwhelmed. Absolutely. We wanted to be very methodical about this. So you'll see there's a complete button at the end of each lesson. Just make sure to click on that when you're done. And I think on lesson three, which is the positioning and messaging one, you can actually skip that one. There's a skip button as well if you're already comfortable with how you're positioning yourself in your business. And then that opens up the next batch. After the second batch, the next two batches of lessons are really short. So lesson seven, which is the third batch is just lesson seven, and the fourth batch is eight and nine. Lesson seven is just more about, okay, what do these emails look like that we're going to create for you? And then the fourth batch is ConvertKit basics. We're going to walk you through the basics so that, you know, when we hand over the keys to you, you know what you're working with and how it works and all that good stuff. And then final lesson, lesson nine, is driving traffic to your machine. But here again, like, there's no point in giving you that now. I don't want anyone skipping ahead or when you log on seeing all this material and just feeling like, oh my gosh, there's so much in here. We want to avoid that. All right, so see, Holly says, I appreciate your method of presenting information, and in this coaching endeavor, I really appreciate the shorter lessons and how clearly they are presented. I can't wait until the end because I think I have the right lead magnet to go with, but if I have questions, I'll present them, but I'm not far enough yet to have one. No problem. Yeah, absolutely. And that's good. I remember you, Holly, you had mentioned that. It's like, oh, I got the perfect idea. That's fantastic. And there's a good chance that, you know, that may end up being the right one, even after I give you some filters to put it through. But it's good to go through that, as you know, right, just in case, because you never know. Because what we're doing here is very methodical. You know, one of the things that really frustrates me about this kind of thing is we actually worked with a company 2 years ago to help us do some stuff for us. You know, it was a done-for-you program, and it was a lot. It was $15,000 to give you an idea, and they're not alone. The method they use is basically cookie cutter. Hey, we'll do all this tech behind the scenes for you and hand you the keys. Here you go. Good luck, and here's an instruction manual. That was so frustrating. You know, we did get some benefit out of it and some unexpected things that I think we did make up the investment. But it was so frustrating to work with somebody who is just doing the same thing for everybody. And what I really wanted, I learned a lot from that experience, maybe even the biggest benefit, is that if I ever did something like that in the future, I would want to make sure that that we help people personalize this for, that we do something that's going to work for everybody and not just do the tech in the background and you know, treat it as a cookie cutter project. Everyone's going to have a different situation. I want to make sure that everyone gets exactly what they need. Some of the things are going to be repetitive in the background, but everything else is unique to each and every one of you. So thank you. Thank you for that feedback. All right, so star two, if you have a question or want to talk through anything. All right, let's see, we got a couple of hands raised. Hey, Janet, you're on, I think. Hold on, maybe not. Just bear with me. No, this is acting weird. Hold on. Let's try that again. Okay, now you're on, I think. Hello, Janet?
I think I muted myself. Hang on.
Oh, yeah, you're on. I can hear you.
I was trying to lower my hand, and in doing so, I think I raised it again. Sorry about that.
No problem. No problem. Yeah, Star 2 does that. If you do it twice, it'll lower it. All right. Let's see. And I believe this is Jim.
You got Jim, me. Is that you? Yes, I'm down in Delray Beach right now waiting for the start of boot camp. I just wondered when you're going to be here.
Oh, excellent. I'll see you tomorrow night. I'll be there tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, right on. Good. Yeah, I'm looking
forward
to it.
So definitely would want to meet up and then go, have a beer or a sandwich or whatever.
Yeah, that sounds like a dandy. I hear you're off beer and onto wine, so let's do that.
Yeah, the proverbial beer.
Right on. Super. Look forward to it, Ed.
Excellent. Yeah. So how are things going? Are you able to dive into some of the material?
Yeah, I've been swirling around so much here. I'm on lesson six. I've got downloaded those documents to start naming down this lead magnet. So I'm going to do some of that this afternoon before the beach calls me.
Oh, yes. You know, coming from where you're coming from, you definitely have to get your beach on.
It looks like it. I walked it last evening, and it's delightful. So bathtub water and everything.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Get that. That's a huge part of the benefit of going there. So enjoy.
Thank you.
Yeah. So definitely look me up. You probably know what I look like more than I know what you look like, so I'll depend on you to approach me.
All right, we'll do that. Thanks, Ed.
All right. Yeah, and if anyone else is going to be at the AWAI boot camp, please let me know. I'd love to see you there, meet you there, and have a lunch, get a drink, get a coffee, or whatever. All right, so again, Star 2, I got an open floor right now, by the way. So if you've keyed Star 2 in, I'm not seeing you, but so try again. All right, Melissa had a question here. She typed in, how do you know that you're not going too narrow in picking a niche? Want to mention anything else about that and positioning? That's a great question. I'm going to give you a theoretical answer to it. And let me know if this makes sense, and then maybe we can, if you'd like to talk through it, I can apply your situation to the construct that I'm about to give you. So I'm a big believer in, obviously, in selecting a specified target market. You need to be able to articulate whom you serve. And so I like to, instead of using the word niche, I like to think of it in terms of its components, which is, your positioning is composed of what you do, for whom, and what makes you different. You know, because a lot of people, so the reason I like to use different language is a lot of people associate niche with an industry. And first of all, a niche is not an industry. A niche is, you know, you're carving out a section of the market. And that could be an industry, it could be a project type, it could be a way you're differentiating yourself, it could be a lot of different things. So I like to think of it in terms of the individual components, first of all, those three things I mentioned. As far as what the best thing to do is, and how you know if you're going too narrow or you're too broad, I like to, when I'm going in a different direction. All right, so like right now, Melissa, I know that you're shifting gears a little bit and you're looking to target a different industry, and I think you have some experience there, but this will be – you're positioning yourself in a different direction, like you're making a statement. So you're pivoting in a way. So when you're doing that for the first time, or anytime you're doing that, anytime you're making a significant change, I'm a believer in kind of going somewhere in the middle. I think the sweet spot to start out with is somewhere in the middle. By that I mean you don't want to go too narrow because you don't know what you don't know. So, let's just say that instead of software, you're saying, hey, it's going to be construction software, but then you're going really narrow and you're saying project management software or document control software for the construction industry. The danger with that is, you know, everyone preaches specificity and how that's key, but that's so specific that there's a danger that there's only so many potential prospects in the marketplace for that. And if there's only, let's say, six or ten viable prospects in the world for that kind of software, that's a very limited marketplace. So unless you happen to know, hey, I'm going to go that narrow because I've been in this business long enough to know, I've been at it for a while and I know exactly who the players are, I can afford to get that narrow, then go for it. But if you don't know, if you're not sure, and many times you don't know when you're making this pivot, the safest place is a couple of steps above that. So using that example, construction software for construction companies and contractors. Okay, so that would be a better example. And then above that even is where you're too broad, which in using that example, continuing with our example, it would be software. Okay, so there's software for construction companies, software for document control for construction companies, right? So those are the three levels. The safest bet is somewhere in the middle. Unless you have some insights and intelligence going into it that makes you feel fairly confident that it's smart to narrow it down. But if you don't know, stick to the middle. Going too broad is not going to get you what you need. You're not going to be able to get traction quickly enough. Now, you can still get traction. That's better. Saying software, that's better than saying, hey, I work with, you know, I don't know, B2B companies. That's way too broad. So it's still better than that, but it's not going to be narrow enough to make a difference. So let me know if that makes sense, and happy to talk with you about it. Okay, she said great. And, I'm excited in this new direction you're taking. From what I remember in our email conversation, that's you're pretty passionate about that, and you've had some experience there already, which is great. So you have some insights, and you can you can leverage that and use that to determine that positioning. So yeah, guys, if anyone has questions here about positioning, that's part of what we're talking about. So anything's fair game. I'm happy to help you out through that. That's an important decision. And you know, that's the other thing. As you progress in that new target market, you can narrow things down, right? Because what happens is, going back to our construction software example, I stick with the middle. And over time, after about a year or two, I have a much better understanding of where I'm getting traction. So let's just say that I'm suddenly getting traction with document control and project management software. Maybe there's even a third granular category. Then I can get that specific if I wanted to, and I don't have to stick to one. I can say construction software with strong specialties and domain expertise in X, Y, and Z, and those are the granular sectors within construction software that you really focused on. That's a really powerful way to do it. All right, so Melissa says, here's where I'm thinking for a brand mission statement. Writer for heart-centered entrepreneurs who want a personal brand profile that accurately represents who they are so you can attract more of the right clients and opportunities. Yeah, so that's kind of that in the middle. You're not saying entrepreneurs. You're saying heart-centered entrepreneurs, and then who want to get this result or who are trying to accomplish this goal. I think, you know, that's a good internal statement. I encourage you when you write the copy, Melissa, to maybe offer some examples. I think some people in your target market are going to understand who heart-centered entrepreneurs are, and they will self-identify. They know that's who they are, and yes, this is for me. But others may not know it. It might kind of ring true to them. So maybe in the copy itself, offer some examples. Many ways of doing that. But yeah, you're starting there. You're playing it safe, right? You've definitely carved out a corner of the entrepreneurial market, but haven't gone so narrow because there are several elements, right, that you could narrow it down to even further. But it's, you know, that's the risky part, unless you know. No, but I know that these types of coaches and these types of healers, for instance, that's my tribe. That's my market. That might be a little too narrow right now. The cool thing about those audiences too, Melissa, is the stuff you can help them with, you know, like all this marketing stuff. There's markets out there that, like, they already understand some of this and they might be doing it on their own, even though they're not doing a good job with it. These markets you're going after, they're generally not great at marketing. There's some things you can offer them and give to them and do for them that would be revolutionary for them. So some great opportunity. The downside is that a lot of them don't do well, right? A lot of them don't get great results in business, period. So one kind of just side comment that I want to make is you want to go after the performers. You want to go after those who already have a business, a viable business. They're already doing fairly well. Also understand the value of the stuff. And are not kind of in the early stages, right? Because you want to make sure that they're already generating revenue, they're already growing, and so forth. Yeah, she said that's true. Going after the performers and those who value it and can pay for it, absolutely. And you know what the cool thing is about attraction marketing is you can gear it all to attract the right kind of prospect, right? So your lead magnet really is kind of sets the stage for all that, and your lead magnet needs to speak to those people. So instead of a lead magnet about, you know, how to get started, you know, marketing, and I'm oversimplifying here, it would be a lead magnet more geared towards somebody who's already getting traction, already getting results, and is already growing. But okay, how to get to the next level, or how to do this thing that you're putting off. You already get the value of it, but now here's how to do it. All right. So again, star two, if you have a question you want to jump in, or you can just type in your question as well, whatever is best for you. So somebody who has a story to tell, Melissa says, absolutely. There you go. That's why I enjoy, you know, one of the, like, look at this program, right? I was very clear up front. Look, you already have to have a business, and you already have to have clients. I had plenty of people contact me and said, I get that, but I'm just starting out. I know what you're saying. I get it. I could really use that help. And I had to turn them down. I just, it's not the right market for this particular product. I can serve you in another way. There's too many things you have to do that don't involve this, and they're really more important. So you want to make sure you serve people in the best way possible, even if they think they know what they want. You have to be wise, right, and say, you know, I get it. I don't want to just take your money because this is not going to serve you. You have to start with the fundamentals, and we're not really touching too much on that. This is for those who already have that foundation. You're welcome, Melissa. Happy to help. Happy to help. This is exciting. All right, guys, last call. I'm in no hurry, but I don't see any hands raised, so I want to make sure I don't miss anybody. Every once in a while, somebody emails me the next day, hey, you didn't see me. I had my hand raised. If during these calls, by the way, if I'm not seeing you, this is why it's always good to jump on the page for each particular call, because you can always type in a message letting me know, hey, Ed, I got my hand raised, but sounds like you're not seeing me. So whenever possible, try to do that. I know sometimes you're, you know, traveling or out of the office or whatever. But just a quick tip there. All right. I don't see any other raised hands, so we'll go ahead and wrap up. And so our call next week will be same day, same time, Tuesday the 24th, 1 o'clock Eastern time. That's also in the dashboard, and we'll do the same on the 31st, which is the Tuesday after that. So just make sure you got those in your calendar in case you want to come in, get feedback, ask questions, and again, just work through the material as you can. This is all at your own pace, and just know that we'll check on you every once in a while, not to rush you, but just to make sure that all is good. And I look forward to talking with some of you here real soon on your lead magnet. So, guys, you have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk again real soon. Take care.